But perhaps someone might argue this makes sense in the physical sense, that the needy receive a greater abundance of honor. But how can this same principle apply to human interactions? Well, this principle is especially obvious among humans. For instance, those who came at the end of the day were the first to receive their pay. The lost sheep encouraged the shepherd to leave behind the 99 to seek it out, and when it was found, he carried it instead of driving it. The son who had been wayward received more honor than the one who had behaved well, and the thief was crowned and praised before the apostles. This principle is also evident in the parable of the talents. The one who received 5 talents and the one who received 2 were given the same rewards. Indeed, the very fact that he was given only 2 talents indicates that he was favored with a great deal of providence. If he was given 5, he would have fallen short due to lack of ability. But by successfully managing the 2 talents, he was considered as worthy as the man who had managed 5, with the added benefit of less effort to achieve the same reward and thus receive the same crown. Although he too was a man, just like the one who had worked with 5 talents, his master didn't hold him to the same high standard or oblige him to do as much as his colleague. He didn't say, "Why can't you generate 5 talents?" But he too was given a crown.